This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Toll free to bring up anything that you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype. And, of course, you can Skype into the show at Skype username lrn.fm. Welcome to the program tonight. With you in the studio, it's Ian,
Mark, and Will.
All right, so we'll talk to you about anything that you want to discuss. I actually spent the day up in Concord, New Hampshire at the State House today, testifying on some legislation that was proposed. One of them proposed to actually allow college students or anybody to carry guns concealed while on college campuses in New Hampshire. And there were a lot of people that came out to speak in favor of that piece of legislation. Of course, I also spoke in favor of it. And then following that, there was a different piece of legislation that proposed to ban the open carry of firearms in a variety of places, including inside churches, inside town buildings, inside libraries, inside, like, buildings with over 5,000 potential, like, stadiums or whatever.
We ain't banning it from mine.
How many times did they use the sort of term like a vapor of fear in our community?
Well, there was definitely some fear mongering going on by the police that came out to the university police came out to support the came out to oppose the bill that would make it legal to carry on campus, acting as though the there's going to be gunfire everywhere, even though apparently it's been legal in Texas and Utah on college campuses there.
And not a single shot fired.
Right. The state reps actually specifically asked these guys, well, are you aware of any reports from Utah or Texas of any incidents? And, of course, the cops had to admit they weren't aware of that.
We're just here to make you scared so that you'll give us the ability to throw people in jail.
Blood in the streets.
As if passing constitutional carry this past year has, as if there's massive violence since that.
Well, ask Governor Sununu. We're in a violent, drug filled apocalypse right now.
Right. That's what he said when he explained why he wasn't going to be signing legalization, which passed the state representatives yesterday,
State House.
2 days ago. So that's one of the things that I was doing today, and I've got some pretty entertaining video that's not online yet, but hopefully it'll go up sometime this weekend. Because I'm probably going back there tomorrow, so I'm going to have a bunch of video to publish. But there's one guy in particular. His name is Delmar Burridge, and he is one of the absolute worst state reps up there. And, of course, he comes out of our very own Keene, New Hampshire. This is the guy who, more than a decade ago, I wrote about him on freekeene.com. And he's a former cop, so you know you're already in bad territory there with you know that. Former cop, former detective or whatever, who is now, I think, working in some kind of college. I think he
might work as a state and goon enforcer.
He probably is armed, but he doesn't want you to be armed.
Yeah.
In fact, it was his bill that would propose the banning of open carry of firearms in a variety of places, like I said, churches, large stadiums, town halls and things like that. And he didn't seem to have much support on the committee that he was on. And when I got up there, I actually, in my testimony, I said, well, what he said was during his testimony, because each bill sponsor testifies first, and he talked about how he wanted to change the culture. And when I got up there, I said, well, look, if you want to change the culture, and by the way, the culture in New Hampshire is a culture of gun friendliness, that this is a place where people grow up with guns. A lot of them, they grow up around guns. Even a lot of the Democrats have guns in New Hampshire. And that's just kind of the culture here from my understanding. And I didn't grow up here.
I grew up here, and that's exactly right. You know, and it's not just New Hampshire, but, you know, it's the shifting that's been going on. My father grew up in Lowell, Mass., just across the border. And, you know, he used to go to school when he was in high school with a rifle because he competed on the high school rifle shooting team.
Did he have to check it at the school or anything like that?
The principal had a locker and they locked it in. But he, you know, there weren't any mass shootouts on the buses or drive-bys on the school bus.
But he successfully walked to school every day with a gun over his shoulder without shooting.
My grandfather, who spent part of his life he spent as a professional hunting guide. But when he was in school, he would bicycle to school with a shotgun strapped across his handlebars to go hunting after school. And this wasn't up in upstate New Hampshire. This was down in Massachusetts.
What do you mean? Back then, I grew up in the 80s and the 90s. Columbine happened my senior year in high school.
Yep.
So, like, the beginning of it was my senior year in high school. When we were kids, it was normal to see, like, a gun rack in the back of somebody. I mean, it's rural Appalachian Tennessee.
Uh-huh.
But still, like, you would see gun racks in people's trucks. It was no big deal to see, like, a rifle rack with, like, a 22, maybe a 30-06. You know, we would shoot at gophers on the way to school. I mean, it's totally illegal, but we would shoot at gophers on the way to school from the truck because we'd be bored. And, man, I really should probably shut up, huh?
The statute of limitations has probably passed. That's 20 years ago, man.
20?
You're setting a bad example.
25?
Yeah. So we had those bills. And so this guy, the Delmar Burridge, who... Let me give you a little more of his history. If you were to search his name on Free Keen, you'd find the old stories about him. But years ago, one of the Free Keen bloggers, his name was Toby, he's a New Hampshire native at the time, I forget what the issue was. I guess cannabis was being talked about, some sort of cannabis-related thing, and Toby had written a letter to the editor or something like that. And Delmar Burridge had responded to him saying that he thought Toby should drop a dime on his friends. In fact, he said, talking about cannabis possession, he even said that it was thrilling to drop a dime on your friends, to snitch on your friends for possession of cannabis. That's what this guy, who's a state representative, actually had to say.
Let me take a quote from Ricky. You have no honor, sir.
Yeah. He is just one of the worst. And on top of that, his voting record is just terrifying. I mean, he's one of the
worst.
Does
he have an NHLA grade yet?
Of course. Yeah, he's been in for a long time. He was in when I first moved here as a state rep, and then he lost an election for a couple few years, and then he got back in. So he's in there now. And he was giddy with excitement today over the issue of, you know, of banning guns. Because when I got up there, I said to him, look, if you want to change the culture here, then the way to do it is from the bottom up, not the top down. You're talking about forcing a change on people who probably aren't interested in having it happen. And he was, like, nodding his head, and he was looking very excited, and, like, he was totally in to telling people what to do. And, I mean, just visibly excited, like bouncing up and down, kind of excited about being able to control people.
And as somebody that grew up here, I would say that there has been a cultural change, and it hasn't been for the good.
Really?
You know, the fact that we've had this battle over the past decade trying to restore rights, you know, when I was younger, it wasn't an issue because... Mm-hmm. You could, you know, you had your guns. You had you could hunt wherever you wanted. You could defend yourself. And so it's saying that you need to change the culture. Well, geez, you know, there's been a lot of people who have come into the state with their liberal ideas and have changed the culture and not for the better. And so, you know, we're fighting back. And as a native, we see the Free Staters not as invaders, but as reinforcements against a tide of liberal leftism that's been harming the state.
And the Free Staters are a group of libertarian types that have been moving and migrating here from all around the country and around the world.
Yeah, fantastic people.
Yep, to work towards more freedom. And I'm sure there were some of them in that House committee or that were sitting in there testifying. So I said to him, look, you know, if you want to change the culture, the way to do it, you know, be a good neighbor is to do it from the bottom up, try to influence people. Like I said, I'm trying to influence the culture. Sometimes I open carry. I wasn't doing it in that particular instance, but I said I sometimes open carry, and the reason I do it is I think people should see guns. And his idea is, well, he doesn't want people to see guns because some people get uncomfortable.
at the sight of a little one.
Oh, because law should always be built about whether or not your genies are
Well, I'm triggered. Plus, this is the first step. If they were to be successful at restricting open carry in certain places, then they would try to restrict concealed carry in those places.
Absolutely.
So, you know, it's a slippery slope as
And then open carry everywhere else.
Oh, yeah. 855-450, free like freedom. It doesn't have a chance of passing, by the way.
Ike was such a sweet, lovable animal, and people would want to pet him, and they'd come up, and they'd get close to him, and it would be this instant, oh! My dad didn't want to touch him. It's like, ooh, get the stinky dog away from me.
Even after we'd give her a bath, she would still stink.
Very stinky, both bad breath and bad gas.
I asked the vet, and he said, some dogs are just stinky.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Dynovite .com.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
The ingredients convinced me that it was definitely worth trying. After about a week, he started smelling normal. My husband and I were really kind of astonished.
Dynavite is nutrition.
859-428-1000.
Dynovite.com.
I got my Blink Home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app, and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get 3 Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. 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 I've said it many times on air, and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I'm Mark Edge. I'm a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
If you're a small business, first impressions can make all the difference. With Grasshopper, you get all the features of a professional business phone system on your mobile phone. Choose a business phone number, make calls, and send texts. Stay connected and work from anywhere with features like Wi-Fi calling and our desktop app. Set up your account in minutes with no long-term contracts and 24/7 customer support. Make your small business big. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio. That's grasshopper.com/radio.
When you have your own restaurant, you have to get your hands dirty. Literally. Like right now, I'm unclogging my grease trap. I also print my own menus every day, so I rely on Staples for great deals on ink. I mean, I can't afford to run out, like my last 3 busboys.
Right now at Staples, buy 1 HP ink and get the second 30% off, so you can afford to stock up, because you can't afford to run out.
Oh, good. My sous chef just quit.
Visit Staples today and keep your ink stocked and your business moving. Ends 1/13/18. See store or staples.com for details. Restrictions may apply.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. with you in the studio tonight. It's Ian,
Mike,
and Will.
We've got Skype as well, so if you want to Skype into the show and join us there, you can do that. The Skype username is lrn.fm. Plus, you need to know about Dash. I actually just got the local car shop, the automotive repair shop that we have here in Keene, that started accepting Bitcoin last year, got them set up to accept Dash as of tonight. It was one of the things I did right before I got here to the studio. So that's right. Now in Keene, New Hampshire, if you need to get your car repaired, you need to get an oil change, you need to get something done with your car, you want to buy a car. Every now and then they got one for sale out front. You want to get your car fixed and do it for cryptocurrency? This is the place to do it. In fact, there's nowhere else in New Hampshire. I don't believe any other car shops are taking cryptocurrency.
Awesome.
Yeah, so now you can do it with Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast, it can be private and easy, fees are low, and transactions are quick and can be confirmed instantly. You can pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime for just pennies on the dollar. Much cheaper than with Bitcoin. In fact, I was helping him get his Bitcoin cash out today because he had Bitcoin, the shop owner. He had Bitcoin. Again, he started taking it in early 2017. So when the fork happened for Bitcoin Cash in August, he had some Bitcoin by then. And he just, you know, he's a busy guy. He barely had heard about Bitcoin Cash. So when I went in there, I was like, hey, man, did you get your Bitcoin Cash yet? He said, no, I'd... Okay, and I said, well, I can help you with that. And so, actually, luckily, he had the Jax wallet, which is kind of a buggy wallet in a lot of ways. But one of the things that they did get right is they made it easy for people to break out their Bitcoin Cash. So, luckily, it only took me like a minute. I mean, I went into his wallet less than that. I selected the Bitcoin Cash. I activated it. And it said, hey, you've got some Bitcoin Cash. Why don't you claim it? Okay, claimed. And so, he had about a third of a Bitcoin Cash that he got to claim there, which was like a free $1,000.
Free money!
Yeah, it was pretty sweet.
You got to be Oprah today.
Yeah, well, I don't know about that, but he was happy. He was definitely happy.
You get free money!
But my point was, I got to see his transactions there, and I noticed that nobody had paid with Bitcoin since, like, August.
Oh, you mean since I got my van fixed?
Must have been. Must have been the last person
well,
to do it.
You got to say that the Bitcoin holds its value a heck of a lot better than your Chevy.
Well, I get what you're saying, but the reason why people weren't paying, Mike, is because of the fees. I mean, because we had people paying with Bitcoin before that. It was the fees that were going crazy. That was what changed
around
August. And so, of course, I explained to him what was going on and why the fees were the way they were with Bitcoin. And so he was really excited that now he can, you know, now his customers can start paying with crypto again because the fees were holding him back.
That's why we announced the value of Bitcoin in the cost of median transaction fees rather than how much Bitcoin is worth on the Call to Freedom.
What is today's median transaction fee?
$18. $18 of uselessness and refusal to listen to the market, non-utility.
It's ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
So exactly. Dash is one of the solutions, and you can go to learn more about it over at dash.org. That's dash.org. As we continue, we'll take your calls and thoughts. We go to Stefan. He's in Ohio and on via Skype. Hello, Stefan.
I never knew you did open carry activism in the past.
I have done that, yeah.
With rifles or pistol?
Just a pistol.
Yeah. I've partaken in it in the past with a rifle, and a lot of people seem to think that all you're going to accomplish is scaring people and freaking people out. And well, while I've noticed
that
some...
scare people. That's true.
That will happen, but, you know...
While I've noticed that a lot of people do seem to get a little on edge, a lot more of the time you'll get people asking you questions and you can actually educate them. Like, is it legal to do that? Well, yes, it is. Yep. You are allowed to carry
in some places. This is not legal advice. Stefan is not an attorney. It may not be legal where you're listening. Keep that in mind. But apparently you're saying you believe that it is legal in Ohio to do.
Yes, it's legal in Ohio. My city doesn't have any statutes. The only state, I think, that has outright banned it altogether was Illinois.
So why do you carry openly? What's your reason for it?
Because I think that people need to know that they have the right to be able to do so. We need to understand that we have the right to have guns, and part of that right is being able to take them with us wherever we want. It doesn't just stop at your front door. If you want to take a rifle out, you know, you should be able to take a rifle out. And now, you know, I know some people have the opinion, like, it's okay to open carry a pistol because it's not going to freak too many people out. You know, you don't want to be strapping an AR-15 to your back. And I understand that viewpoint, but I don't think you should be deterred from strapping an AR-15 to your back if you want to get the point across.
I would say that you everyone should be strapping on an AR-15 when they leave the house, and that when you go to visit someone,
not that comfortable,
and that when you visit someone else's house, it should be a matter of common courtesy for them to put your AR-15 in the closet while you're visiting, just because that's how it happened in the old days. I mean, you had along with the coat rack, you would have a gun rack right by the door, and people come over, they put their guns in the gun rack. That's just common courtesy in, you know, America as it was growing.
I don't know. It's clunky enough to carry around a pistol, let alone a rifle. I mean, as far as, like, getting in and out of cars and, you know, having to move around with it.
The whole open carry thing originally was the compromise. Open carry is the compromise between the anti-gun nuts and the people who want to carry, because the anti-gun nuts were like, well, concealed carry is more dangerous.
Oh, really?
I can't see the firearm. The officers can't see if you're armed.
Yeah, but now that you're over open carrying, you're triggering all this.
Yeah, exactly. Now they're still not happy. And then now,
won't be happy until guns are banned.
In some places, you know, just to make sure that we reiterate this point, in some places, open carrying your firearm is considered brandishing in some towns.
Well, if you're carrying it in your hands.
Have it on your hip openly in
not
some
up here.
Places. Well, not
up
here. But places where they don't have open carry laws, where you have to carry concealed if you carry, to carry openly is the same as to, like, be walking around waving it around in public.
Yeah, why don't they apply that to police? I mean,
that's why I support the idea of permitless carry, because I think people would be less scared, because, you know, you can stick a gun in your hip and nobody sees it, and it's completely passive. It's not going to affect anybody.
Do you guys need a permit for open carry in Ohio?
We don't need a permit for open carry, but we do need a permit for concealed carry. And the restrictions are so ridiculous that you are better off doing what I ended up going for, which is to get the Indiana permit, which is 100% valid here, and they issued a non-resident.
That's awesome.
Nice.
Just get around. Find a way around it.
Yeah, you need 8 hours training here, Indiana. They're just like, just send us $150. We'll give you the permit. It's all good.
Right. Wherever the state makes a wall, build a ladder or grab a shovel.
Build a bridge. Thanks for taking my call.
Hey, Stephen, I want to give you some credit. You were the one who actually encouraged us to... I mean, there have been a couple of people who have been asking for it, but...
the Discord server.
You pushed it over the edge last night.
And it's going good.
It was funny, too, because, Will, you and I, we were just talking about, like, options for streaming the show into a chat room or something like that, and then, you know, it turns out there's some sort of bot that we might be able to get to do this. But, Stephen, you set up a Discord server, and the original idea was a Free Talk Live one, but I said, you know, let's do LR. And then there could be a Free Talk Live room in the LRN server and one for Call to Freedom, which is Will's new weekday show. And it's there, and there's like, what, almost two dozen people that came in there?
I think we need a room for Brother Ricky to have a Commonwealth
room.
Commonwealth room.
Didn't somebody show up with his handle last night?
Yeah.
All right. Hey, if you want to hang on and talk about what Discord is, you're welcome to. It's up to you. We're coming up here in moments because some of our listeners may not know. It's Free Talk
Live. It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized
neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Anything that you want right here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
Mike.
And Will.
And you can join us in real life at Anarchapulco coming up in about a month or so from now, February 15th through the 18th. It's happening at the Princess Resort right there on the beach in Acapulco, Mexico. It's going to be a beautiful location. I actually was at that location last year because there's like three resorts that this company owns, and the one that they had in Acapulco at last year was like 20 minutes from the beach. You had to kind of shuttle out, and they shuttled you to the Princess Resort, which was just absolutely stunning. You're going to love it if you're there, and you'll get to see great liberty-oriented speakers like Ron Paul. Yeah, that's right. Ron Paul is going to be keynoting Anarchapulco, where they're going to be making anarchy great again. Also speaking, G. Edward Griffin, Jeffrey Tucker, Roger Ver, Larkin Rose, Jeff Berwick, Bruce Fenton, Brett Vinat, Julia Taransky, Dana Martin, Juan Galt, Adam Kokesh, Kerry Wedler, Vitjadlaka, and Sterling Lujan. You can also enjoy live music from Jordan Page, Backwards, Rob Hussle, and more. It's February 15th through the 18th for the main event, but there are other sort of related events happening as well. You can get the full list of those, which include a health and wellness retreat and Change Media University, over at anarchapulco.com. Again, use code FTL, like Free Talk Live, and you'll get 10% off your tickets. That's code FTL at anarchapulco.com. We'll see you in February for that event. We've got Stefan on the line in Ohio. We've been talking about open carry and the pro-gun culture, the pro-self-defense culture here in New Hampshire, which is probably one of the reasons why New Hampshire is either like the number one or number two safest state as far as the lowest murder rate.
Lowest homicide, yeah. Murder, assault, rape, blah, blah.
Yep. Yeah, that's, I'm going to say that's probably because there's such widespread gun ownership and the willingness to protect oneself here. But anyway, Stefan is on the line with us here in Ohio. We were talking, you'd called in about guns, but I wanted to give you credit for setting up our Discord server last night. Oops.
What was that?
That was local Bitcoins, actually, but it wasn't me. Anyway.
Oops.
So,
New Hampshire is seventh, by the way. Just going to
What's say that? That?
New Hampshire is seventh when it comes to gun murder.
No,
seventh
that's
lowest.
Not correct.
Seventh lowest.
Gun murders? There's no way that's true. I mean, it's like one out of every 100,000 here.
I'm getting seven out of every 100,000.
Take a look.
But, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, well, I'd never heard that. What year is that statistic from?
2013.
Okay. Well, maybe it was a bizarre
that's
year.
That's still fairly low, though. So
recently, it's been, one or two. It's usually New Hampshire and Vermont that are at the top of that list.
Maybe for the overall murder rate, and because a lot of the drug overdoses are being treated as homicides because of the replacement of heroin with fentanyl.
These are firearm deaths.
Firearm deaths? I don't
buy that one.
Number one.
Where's this? What was number one?
Alaska, apparently.
Okay, that's plausible. They're pretty gun freedom oriented place there.
Yeah.
But anyway, where were the statistics coming from, by the way? Just curious.
This was the FBI's crime table in 2013.
Huh. Yeah, I think that probably shook out in 2014, 15,
Paul, when
16.
I said Alaska was number one, I didn't mean it was like the number one on the least amount of firearm deaths. It was number one, 20 per 100,000.
Oh, God. That's a surprise.
Next is Louisiana, then Alabama, Mississippi, then Wyoming, and it goes down the list. Seems to be Midwestern states that are the lowest, but anyway, we were on the topic of the Discord, and I'm just going to say that if you guys are listening, it'd be a good idea for you to join, because it's already fairly active.
Yeah, there was a couple dozen people that went in there over the last 24 hours. I mean, it hasn't even been open in 24 hours. We started it late last night at like 10, 11 at night Eastern time, so we're not even through a full day. And we hadn't even mentioned it on the air. I don't know if you talked about it at all on your show today, Will.
I talk about Discord, but I usually talk about the
crypto
coin.
Ones.
Yeah, the crypto ones, because a lot of them sponsor the faucets that we give away from cryptocurrency. The Vertcoin Discord chat room, all the free Vertcoin we give away comes from their Discord.
But you guys actually have a chat room on this Discord for Call to Freedom. So anyway, this is the first time that we're actually mentioning it on the air. You can get to it easily by going to discord.lrn.fm. That's all you got to do. Just punch that into your browser, and then there's an app that you can download that'll get you in there. And it's basically a text chat, but also it has voice chat as well. So you can do one or the other or both. As I understand it, and I'm brand new to it, so I mean, if I'm misdescribing it, please let me know. But that's what it seems to be to me, Steph.
Yeah, and you can use it on anything. You can even use it on web browsers. It has a web browser option. So if you type in discord.lrn.fm and you want to try it out before you install the application,
you can
actually try it out on the web browser.
That's pretty handy.
And I don't have it installed.
Right. So you're just doing the web browser.
I just do it on the web browser. I've never installed it on my computer.
So. And there's different chat rooms in there, so there's like a room. There's rooms for Free Talk Live and Call to Freedom, but there's also just sort of like general chat rooms as well.
Crypto
discussion. So, I mean, there's the stuff that people want to talk about.
Right.
We decided to start with, we're keeping it simple. There's not an overwhelming number of channels or anything like that, just, the basics. And so I've already heard that maybe Ernie Hancock might be interested in coming on with promoting it as well. So I figure any LRN show that is actually going to actively promote this on the air, they'll get their own
room.
Yeah, they'll get their own room. Cool. Otherwise, it would be too many.
Oh, yeah. We talk about Discord all the time. It's one of the best places to find out information about, up and coming currencies. You want to meet the developers of some of these new currencies. You can usually chat with them in person on Discord. And if you
on a different server.
On different servers, yeah. Different servers that you find.
Although one of the Vertcoin guys came in last night. He was the first person to come in.
Yeah.
So you never know who's going to show up.
That's
anyway.
Definitely good. Thanks for giving the shout-out, though, guys. It's
We're going to come up with some promos, maybe, and start running those on the network to try to get more people involved. And then we'll do some live reads for it just to kind of you know, get the word out about this thing. Because people want to talk. Like, the listeners, even if they don't want to call in, they still want to talk with each other about stuff. And we had a chat room, and we still do have an old IRC Internet Relay chat. This, the old school.
Is that still running?
Chat.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't it be? IRC is going to run forever, as far as I'm concerned. But anyway, the LRN chat room there has been there for a long time. But it kind of gotten taken over by some Cantwell trolls like a year ago. And I don't know, just kind of interest in that dropped off the radar.
Sort of a neckbeard thing.
Like most IRC users.
So this is a little different. The problem with the Discord is that it's centrally controlled, meaning that the Discord company or whoever they are, if they shut down or go out of business, then that's the end of that. You can't spin up your own Discord server on your own server and do your own thing there. But you know, it is what it is, and as long as it's there, and as long as people like it and they want it, now we've got one.
I don't install the Discord app on my phone or my laptop because it's so busy that it will literally make you insane.
You could probably turn notifications off, I would guess.
Yeah.
But then I got
to
move my laptop.
That to save your sanity. Like, if you're a server admin, you definitely want to turn off notifications.
Ding, 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 ding.
Okay,
ding,
while we've been chatting, I've been researching these statistics so we can resolve.
The gun thing?
Yeah.
Now, thank you for doing that, because it's hard to research and
so
talk.
So here's the situation, is that gun homicides in New Hampshire ranks 7th for homicides, but that is a little misleading because, on average, about 2/3 of all gun homicides are suicides. So they're really not.
How is a homicide considered
a class of homicide?
A suicide is a homicide.
Yes.
Okay.
And so if you subtract all the suicides from the homicide rates, then you get to actual things like murder and manslaughter and so forth. So when you get down to those actual stats, New Hampshire comes in at number one at a rate of 1 per 100,000.
Yep.
So New Hampshire is the safest when you're dealing with actual gun violence. In that respect,
of a person against another person.
So, like a lot of us believe that suicide is a right. You know, if you have a right to life, you have a right to death.
That's something we need to see happen in New Hampshire.
So, you know, 2/3 of those numbers shouldn't even be considered in the homicide.
Thank you for clearing that up.
Thanks, guys.
And thank you, Stefan, for the call tonight. Again, that Discord server, if you want to check it out, it's discord.lrn.fm. There's people in there right now. I mean, that chat is going hot and heavy. And it's been going throughout the shows here tonight, throughout Call to Freedom and Free Talk Live.
Oh, yeah.
And also, another thing that we've added this week is our Twitch live stream there over at twitch.lrn.fm in HD. More coming up.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up 2 bottles of Lico Chops. Get the 3rd bottle free.
New improved Lico Chops. With omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try LicoChops. Buy 2, get 1 free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves here toll-free at 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Mike,
and Will.
Don't forget, you can join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features that we have on the website. The webcam is upgraded now to HD. It was something we'd experimented with before, but for whatever reason, we didn't move forward with doing HD. Maybe it was just too taxing on the computer. I forget what the reason was for it. But now we've done it. The Twitch account is in HD. The YouTube account is still in a lower resolution. So if you want to see us in HD in 720p, just go to twitch.lrn.fm or check out the webcam page at freetalklive.com. And you will see that there. We are already up to over 30 followers on Twitch in just 2 days, which is, I consider that to be pretty good. I mean, I'm no expert on what is expected to be good because I don't have a whole lot of experience with Twitch, but I'm pleased with that. And so thank you to everybody who has followed us on that platform, which is cool because you'll get a notice whenever we go live there.
Cool.
Which YouTube didn't do that from what I could tell. So that's one way that you can kind of be reminded if you're out and about and you want to listen to Free Talk Live. You can, you know, something's going to pop up on your phone if you've got the Twitch app installed there, and then you can pull it up. You don't have to watch the video. You can actually select an audio-only option through Twitch in their phone app, and so then you don't have to pay for the bandwidth of watching the video, and you can still listen, you know, as you're going around driving or whatever it is you're doing throughout your day. So check it out at twitch.lrn.fm, and that is the LRN Twitch. So it features both Free Talk Live and Call to Freedom, because now we got a six-hour-long block of...
Oh, Wednesdays it's 8. Because you got...
Wait, what's going on Wednesday?
You got Angel Clark before me.
Oh, yeah, that's
so
right.
You got 8 right. solid hours of live radio
so,
on
yeah,
Wednesdays.
So, yeah, 2 p.m. Eastern to 10 p.m. Eastern on Wednesdays. But most of the other rest of the week, it's going to be a six-hour-long block of pure freedom-oriented, pro-cryptocurrency, pro-peace content that you just can't get anywhere else.
And right. And at Galactic Systems, we're working on an LRN app for the Grid Phone network, so people in virtual reality will be able to watch and listen to the show.
Cool. I definitely want to know more about that once it's available. Of course, you can bring up anything you want here on Free Talk Live. Our toll-free number, if you want to join us, is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We were talking earlier about the gun culture here in New Hampshire, the pro-self-defense, I guess we should say, culture, because it's pretty heavy. Like, if there's ever some kind of status anti-gun bill that comes up at the State House, there's always a bunch of...
A ton of people
yeah,
show up for
a bunch of pro-gun rights people show up, they come out of the woodwork, and they oppose the anti-gun stuff that...
They ain't having it.
No.
But you get another interesting thing is the police will show up in full uniform.
They sure do.
On police time, which they should be doing. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they even will bill their town for the transportation costs and so forth.
The taxpayers are paying them to come advocate against your rights.
Yeah. And they come down there and they, you know, use the typical, blood in the streets, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, it's frustrating. They were protesting the proposal to repeal or to make it so that anybody can carry a gun concealed on college campuses. Because right now there's no college in New Hampshire that allows the concealed carry of weapons. And it's up to the individual colleges.
Which under the New Hampshire law actually should not be the case. Because under New Hampshire law, the only public property that cannot that can ban firearms carrying is courts.
Well, I don't know what the law is on that, but the people in the committee said that there's some sort of rule that says the colleges can make their own decision about that. And so that's what they've been doing, and the colleges have been deciding to prohibit it. So this bill would make it so that that would be overridden, and that every college that accepts government money that is a government college, a state or a school or university, would have to allow for the concealed carry of guns. And I said this bill doesn't go far enough. We need to be allowing open carry on college campuses as well.
Absolutely. You know, and
but it's a step in the right direction.
It is. And you know, one of the things that the gun grabbers are going to try to talk about is well, we have enough problems controlling the students on campuses.
Oh yeah, they're drunk. You can't let them have guns.
Geez, you know, the fact is a lot of them have guns, and if you pick them up being drunk, well, you know, that's already a crime. So you can,
is it a crime to have a gun while drunk, or just a crime to be drunk?
Armed? Well, that's you're brandishing for starters. If
if you have it in your hand,
yeah. So,
but is it a crime to actually have a gun on you while inebriated?
It could easily be construed to be
Bad form.
Bad form, but it could easily be construed to be causing a public safety hazard or nuisance or something of that. So basically, causing problems. There's a number of different charges.
Sure, there's got to be some kind of a citation, like the one that my cousin got for jumping out of his tree stand. You know, with his rifle in his hand still.
Yeah.
There's got to be some kind of a civilian
criminal
citation.
Threatening.
An unsafe carrying of firearms charge because the forestry guy came up and was like, hey, I want to check your stuff. And he stood up and went to jump out of the tree stand. And the forestry guy was like, don't jump out of that tree. And he was like, I cut trees down for a living. Don't worry about it. And he hopped right out of the tree with the rifle in his hand.
And they arrested him.
For unsafe handling of a firearm, it was
a
violation.
What was he supposed to do, climb down?
He was supposed to climb down or leave his gun up there when he jumped.
You should be, you have like a rope that you lower your firearm.
He jumped out of the tree stand with a loaded rifle in his hand.
And having it loaded is another issue.
So, mishandling a firearm or unsafe. So, there's got to be a civilian police officer version of that if the forestry guy can give you a ticket for it.
Well, was it a forestry guy or a game warden?
Florida Wildlife and something in
that. Okay, so that was a game warden.
Yeah, game warden.
So, game wardens actually, and here in New Hampshire, game wardens are higher in rank in law enforcement than state police.
Yes.
So, really, the only person higher than a game warden is the county sheriff.
They don't have to have a search warrant if you're on state land. Or at least
they can search your car.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. TWRA is the same thing.
What about your person?
Yeah. Tennessee Wildlife and Resource Agency, it's
that's
the same
crazy.
Way. If you're on TWRA land, it's basically like you're on private property.
Seems like a good reason to abolish that bureaucracy right there.
And that lets you know that it's not yours.
The public, land, you mean?
Public land doesn't belong to the public, because if it did, then they wouldn't be able to violate your rights on it as though it were their private property.
Right.
As in, the government owns it privately, not
good
you.
Point.
They just charge you for the upkeep.
That's right. Whatever they want to charge you, and you'll pay it. Or else.
Or else.
Yeah.
That's a big or else, too.
So our toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. There was another bill, which is actually a proposed constitutional amendment that came up today in New Hampshire. And I thought this was kind of interesting. And I have the text of it here. It's very, very short. The proposal would be, and now in New Hampshire, the way this works is, if you want to amend the Constitution, one of the ways to do it, and maybe there's more than one, but the one that I've always seen, is there's a proposal that a state representative can make in the state reps, and they can say, all right, well, I want this to be put to a vote.
Right.
And then it gets, if the state reps approve it, so it has to pass sort of like a bill, like a normal bill.
Yeah, it has
bill.
Two-thirds majority.
No, I think it just gets a majority of the state reps to pass it, but then it has to get a two-thirds vote at the polls to actually pass.
Yes, and I'd have to look at that on I've written a state constitutional amendment, and as I recall, it needed to be a bit higher than just a simple majority. But we got the bill passed through the legislature the post-Kelo case, where we restricted eminent domain to only government-owned projects.
In New Hampshire?
Yeah.
That's in the Constitution?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
I wrote that. And
right
that was,
on, dude. Congratulations.
You know, when we were proposing to eminent domain the Supreme Court justices of Breyer and Souter, as basically, you know, Souter was the Republicans' crony.
Because he's got a house up here.
And Stephen Breyer has a home in Plainfield, New Hampshire.
Uh-huh.
And so, you know, we were going to try to eminent
domain.
See how
they like it.
Yeah, yeah. And so, you know, I had the Secret Service show up at my house, you know.
Really?
Oh, yeah. And they're like, Mr. Laurie, you know, what's going on?
Did you get
this
video?
I did not get video.
Oh, come on, dude.
And I'm like, I'm laughing. I said, guys, this is just political theater. It's just, that's all this is, you know? And so they started laughing.
What were they going to do about it?
Well, they were working with the Marshal Service, and the Marshals are responsible for the safety of the Supreme Court justices.
Well, you weren't threatening their safety. You were just threatening to take their house from
right,
them.
Right. So they just wanted to make sure I wasn't going
to,
like,
you'd be totally
come
safe
on their
you just
land,
don't get to live
land
there
or
anymore.
Anything like that. And so, you know, they were just, you know, checking me out
to
see whether I was an actual threat or anything like that.
So this proposed constitutional amendment, the text says that this would be what they would add, Section 2B, the right to privacy. An individual's right to live free from governmental interference in private or personal matters is natural, essential, and inherent. And actually, the original one was an individual's right to live free from governmental interference in private or personal matters is fundamental. These are the proposals. There's been an amendment, so one of those was an amended version. And I'll tell you more about that coming up here. And what this actually means in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.